The Lord be with you.
And with your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see.' Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Christ today tells us that if we're to understand the parables that he speaks, it requires that we be disposed to them, that we have an open mind and an open heart to receive his word. He began speaking in parables for a few reasons. First, in his time, the academics, the Pharisees and the scribes, had closed themselves off to divine grace and were unwilling to understand anything that Christ had to teach. And so, because they didn't want to hear it, he started to hide his teaching. But more than that, the parables are kind of veiling God's truths, the divine truths. It's a veil to be pierced. It's purposely obscured so that we aren't blinded by the full reality of God's teaching. If you imagine God's teaching as the bright sun, and it's right before you, as mere humans, we need something to kind of block out the sun, so if we stare at it, we don't go blind, kind of thing. The same thing is true with the divine teaching. The parables serve as a way to kind of keep hidden the fullness of God's reality, the fullness of his teaching. But at the same time, it enables us to go bit by bit and peer more and more behind that veil so that all of us sitting here today can hear the same exact parable and each of us get a different piece of it. We get whatever it is God needs us to hear right now, whatever teaching it is we need to absorb and understand that needs to take root in our lives. My brothers and sisters, we here in the 21st century can count ourselves luckier than those 2,000 years ago, the ones who actually heard Christ speak this parable. Because back then, they had maybe a fleeting moment to dwell and to reflect on what Christ was speaking, because he just said it and it was done. But today, 2,000 years later, we're lucky because we have Scripture. We have Holy Scripture. We have the parable today to meditate upon. We have the parable of even yesterday's was really cool. We're able to spend all this time thinking and reflecting on the words of Christ written down for us so we can see it, so we don't just have to listen. And what's more, we have at our disposal the reflections on these parables of some of the greatest minds Christianity, followers of Christ, have ever produced. All of the saints have been able to reflect on these, and many of them, more than a few, have written all their thoughts down, what God has spoken to them through these. So it gives us a kind of, I don't know, textbook almost. If we struggle even to reflect on it ourselves and be able to get something out of it, we're not able to hear God's voice when we hear the parable, then we can still read and study. The academics 2,000 years ago, the Pharisees and the scribes, couldn't study God's word, not the way that we can today. They couldn't study what Christ was trying to teach them. But for academics of today, we can. All of us have spent countless years, more than we probably ever wanted to, in school. And we're able even now to reflect on God's words, not just the raw words that Christ said, but also the reflections upon him. So that bit by bit, over the days of our lives, the years, the decades, we can come to know really, truly, fully what God is trying to speak to us. And what's really cool is that today, one parable might tell you one thing, and tomorrow it'll tell you something totally different. There's always something more to be picked up and gleaned. So I encourage you, if you got time today or this week,